If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon pull apart. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon pull apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's. St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Today's Daily Highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Anyway, and what's on your mind today, Danielle, other than everything you've already told us?
Well, we haven't talked about my skin cancer yet.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So we can talk about that if you want.
So you went in and you had a part of your head removed.
Yeah, so it started out a year ago. And there was a little dot on my face. And the reason I got it checked was because of Khloe Kardashian. Because she had a dot on her face and it turned out that she wound up with melanoma. So I went in and the dermatologist told me, no, it's nothing. We don't worry about that. I said, okay. But it still sat with me. Yeah. So I went back and I asked again and she still said it's nothing. So fast forward a year later, it's still on my face and my son went to a different dermatologist. So I had her check and she said, yeah, I don't like the way that looks.
Wow.
So I said, okay. So she sent it away and it turned out to be basal cell carcinoma. So not melanoma, thank goodness, but the other one, which is the one that doesn't usually spread. But you still have to get it taken off and it's on my face, so you want to go to somebody that will take it off, you know, the right way.
Yeah.
So our friend Dr. Blaine from Dr. Blaine Plastic Surgery, she's amazing. She went in, she got the rest of the cancer out, she stitched me up. She's actually coming in tomorrow to take the stitches out live on the air.
Hey.
Oh, perfect.
So yeah.
That's a ratings grabber.
That's a ratings grabber. But out of all of this, I actually want to post something on Instagram. There's some graphic pictures. We decided not to post the video because that was a little too much of me getting everything done, because it's just so important to get yourself checked. It's, you know, we always talk about skin cancer and it really is something that you have to be on top of, and using sunscreen and taking care of yourself, but also advocacy for yourself. Mm-hmm. If you don't think something is right and you know it, and that was just bothering me and I just kept pushing and pushing, you have to find someone that's going to listen to you.
You know, and you always think, hey, doctors are very smart. I mean, mm-hmm. they're very learned. I mean, they've been to school.
Right.
And so you go, well, okay. If they're not worried about the spot on my neck, then it's probably fine.
That's what I thought.
Well, see, you do have to be an advocate for yourself.
Exactly. And I thank you, Khloe Kardashian. I know what some people say about the Kardashians, but Khloe is the reason why I kept getting it checked. Just did not. I was like, nope, something's not right.
There you go.
So
whether it's a dot on your face or a feeling you have in your tummy or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you think something's kind of fishy,
yep,
go get that checked out.
Yeah, and always get your second opinions.
Of course, 100%.
Hello, that's what happened.
And what would it have taken for her to just like shave that off and biopsy it anyway? Just to put my mind at rest.
Have you reached back out and been like, well,
So I did. And they gave me a phone number to call to basically complain to like an office manager, because they said this shouldn't have happened. So that's what they told me to do.
Interesting. Okay.
So you have to be your chief caretaker when it comes to
Yes, you're your own best advocate.
100%.
And because of you, Danielle, now I'm going to get a spot on my face.
Thank you. And see you too, Elvis. You have something.
I have two spots.
Well, let's go together. Let's make it a field trip.
You know what's crazy? This was actually a dermatologist. It was just a local one in the area, but a lot of my friends had used them and they said, oh, you should go to them. And so that's why I went, but obviously, you know.
You see, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, but my assumption through my experience is a lot of dermatologists are more cosmetic.
I think she is.
And then some others are more, okay, let's see what that mole is. So I don't know. Anyway, so I'm glad you shared that with
us. Thank you. So you have my, see my little stitches?
I love them. I think they look so gangster.
I can pull those out with my teeth.
I think I, Deanna said I look like Sally from Jack and Sally. From Nightmare Before Christmas.
And you love that show.
She's all stitched up, so you know.